There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die, while you're alive, where am I? When I die,
Om Shanti. Amen. Used to give public moral and spiritual speeches. One day he came home exhausted, jaded. His wife asked him, "How was the day today? How were your speeches?" The man said, "I don't think public understood anything today. His wife asked, "Why do you think so, that people did not understand your speeches?" He said, "Because I myself did not understand them." This is what is called spiritual hypocrisy. There is a gap in speech and action. It's not because of lack of willpower, but It is the lack of something that should have happened at the center. We are working on the periphery, which are the actions. The work should be at the center. Unless and until the center is changed, the periphery will not change. Unless and until I am changes, I will do will not happen. I do is the result of I am. If I keep on saying I am a smoker, I am smoker, I am struggling with smoking, you are still creating a state of struggle. Unless and until the internal blueprint changes, there is no question of change of the periphery. It is the identity shift which is needed. It is not that because of there is a lack of willpower. If I keep on saying, I want to exercise, but I don't do it. I am struggling with exercise. I want to run, but I find it difficult. So it would be very difficult to start running. And it also doesn't mean that you lack willpower. It is not the lack of willpower. It is the lack of identity. It is the misplaced identity. When you say, I am a being of light, everything would fall in place. Definitely you will not eat that which will make you heavy. I am a being of light. Automatically, you'll start running. When I say that I am full of light, all those feeling of tiredness, exhaustion would disappear because I am walking at the center. When I say that I am an energy miser, I am working on my energies. Definitely I will not waste my energy in frivolous, in trivial things, in wasteful things, in digital nonsense. When I work on energy cultivation, I realize every bit, every iota of energy is so important. I cannot waste my vision on petty things. When the goal is creativity, I am creative every moment. I cannot waste even a drop of my energy in wasteful thinking, in unnecessary relationships, in wasteful conversations. In futile indulgence. That's why most of the artists, most of the sculptors, most of the painters, most of the singers remained unmarried. Why? Because they were so much involved in their energies, in the refinement of that energy, in their devotion to their art, that they lost that desire. To dissipate this energy. in tasks which is unrelated to their work. And that's why they remained so focused. And that's why their mind was so refined. And that's why their art, their singing, their pictures, their statues, their creations, they depict that concentration. They depict their commitment. So the refinement comes when there is absolute focus. Hundred percent commitment. If you have decided to live a spiritual life, there should be absolute seriousness about it. Otherwise, go and enjoy the world. There is no end to worldly pleasure. But if you have decided to go for a spiritual life, create that thirst, that curiosity to touch the ultimate, the highest, the essence. Let there not be any confusion now. If you have decided to go for path A, forget path B. Forget option B. Let option A be your end all and be all. Everything. Just progress. So today is the 8th day of this series of the pure life. If you have really decided for a pure life, do everything that makes you pure and relinquish everything that makes you impure. Abandon all those habits and addictions. That drain your energy. Purity is nothing but energy cultivation. Brahmacharya is nothing but conservation of life energy. When that energy is focused, the same energy which is lust moves up and becomes ojas and tejas. The same energy becomes the focus. The same energy becomes the concentration of the mind. And with that concentration, you can achieve anything. You can become the best speaker. You can become the best reader. You can become the most beautiful singer, a painter, a dancer, a writer, an author. Anything that you want to achieve. When the energy is focused and energy is concentrated, you can channel it to any way. You can learn any skill, any language. When you master the art of concentration, then you don't need anything more. The first point is hypocrisy of mirror. If I keep on saying I am a lusty person, if I keep on saying I don't know this, it's beyond me, it's difficult, I have committed a lot of sins, I am suffering from so many diseases, my past history is very bad, you will never be able to reach the summit. If you are addicted to the nadir, how can you reach the zenith? This is also an addiction to inferiority complex. To keep the mind at low level of consciousness, a dull stage of melancholy, of depression, of low thoughts, of low emotions. And on the surface, you want to become a spiritual person, a pure person. Is it not a contradictory thing? Shift the identity. Purity is not a garment you wear and you claim to be pure. Purity is the mindset. Purity is the state of consciousness. Purity is naturalness. It is not a force. It is not repression. It is not something which is thrusted upon the soul. It is the natural blooming of the soul. So this is definitely an hypocrisy. It is also not the parrot-like repetition. It is the search. It is the quest. I am supremely pure being. When I create such a thought, how can I go down to the lower vulgar level of imagination? How can my interest, my entertainment be cheap? I do not relish the filthy and the cheap entertainment of this world. I have a better taste. I have a better taste. So this itself is an hypocrisy. On one side we say, I want to become pure. And on another side, we entertain low thoughts. I am not worthy of it. How can I do it? Others are more pure than me. They have better education, they had better background, they had a better childhood. That's why they could do this so easily. But I can't do this. This itself is creating a dichotomy, a division. A conflict. Purity is not the stage of conflict. What you speak not because you have read it. You speak from experience. Your being speaks. Your speech is not about performance. It's a wake-up call for the souls. So the first is this hypocrisy. Get rid of this. Work at the center, not on the periphery. Sadhana has got a soul. Sadhana has got a body. Spiritual practice have a center, a soul. And spiritual practices also have a body. You don't have to work on body, you have to work on the soul. When the soul changes, body changes. There's a beautiful poem on children. If a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with ridicule, he learns to be shy. If a child lives with shame, he learns to feel guilty. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns confidence. If a child lives with praise, he learns to appreciate. If a child lives with fairness, he learns justice. If a child lives with security, he learns to have faith. If a child lives with approval, he learns to like himself. If a child lives with acceptance and friendship, he learns to find love in the world. Mind is also like a child. How do you treat it? Do you always criticize yourself? Do you always condemn yourself? Do I keep on saying, how is my inner chatter? How is my self-talk? Is there always a state of conflict? There was one 10-year-old child. He used to love singing. He joined the audition and he was rejected. They said, your voice is like a voice of the wind hitting the wind shutter. But his mother was a poor lady, a peasant, very positive. She knew the child's art. She encouraged him. He kept on singing and he became the greatest singers of this world. Enrico Caruso, the first international recording star of this world. He was rejected. But if you see the encouragement from his mother and his own commitment, he kept on practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing. And he reached that stage. So what we think of ourselves is very important. The second is lion's roar. If I say I am fighting with lust, I am struggling with purity, I am struggling with my nature, it gives a very negative message to the subconscious, a struggle, a conflict, a fight. Purity is the roar of a lion. I am the dynamite of purity. I am the very volcano of purity. I am already pure. There is no question of I becoming a pure. What purity you want to achieve? I am already pure. The goal is just to manifest it. It is something. It is an emperor who has forgotten his empire. It is not the story of a beggar who wants to become an emperor. It is already the story of an emperor who has forgotten that he claims he has to just reclaim his empire. The entire empire is standing. Throw the begging ball. You are the son of king, not a beggar. Let the roar come out from within. Drop all the words. All the words that bring you down. Create new affirmations, new thoughts, new saman, new creativity. Seek nature. Go and sit on some mountain by the side of a river and look at the vastness of this nature. And you will feel purity. The third is the blueprint of the soul. This needs to be changed. So long as you keep on saying, I want to become this, I want to become this, this want, I want to become pure, I want to become stable, the existence reads the language of the soul. There is a poor man and he says, I want to become rich. 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 The existence listens to the language of this man that there is a want. There is a beggary. And the existence plots to make that person all the more poor. But when you say, I am rich, existence reads the language of richness and things and situations are created that make you all the more rich. It is not the lack of willpower. A smoker says, I am trying to give up smoking. I am trying to give up smoking. It is not the lack of willpower, because the very blueprint is the same. Absolutely change the language. The absolute change of language is needed. So purity is change of language, mental language. Purity is coming back to the center. Coming, purity is the naturalness, is the natural blossoming of the soul. So when you start working on who am I, then what you want to become is the result. I have to work on I am, then I do comes. I am light. So automatically I do everything which makes me light. I eat only lighter things. I don't eat heavier things that make me heavy. Because I have seen the result. When I eat particular thing that makes me heavy, my thinking is clogged. My churning is misty, hazy. When I don't exercise, I feel there is so much sluggishness in the body. So I don't exercise because I want to become a bodybuilder. I exercise because I love rhythm. The body loves movement. I run not because I want to win a marathon, because I have fallen in love with movement. Running itself is a meditation, a rhythm meditation, a breath awareness, a dynamic Raj Yoga. I go and seek nature, not because I have a lot of time and I just make it a ritual. I love the silence, the solitude, because that helps me go within myself. I love these trees. They stand such an intense pranic field around them. I feel them not as objects, but they are my friends. I feel the breath, the loving energy. They are my energy friends. I work, I serve souls, not because I want to earn some punya, because serving and interacting with humans, I find there is an exchange of energy. Their blessings become my food. We are working on energy, not on food. So energy comes from everywhere. Energy comes from when I walk barefoot. The energy comes from earth. When I look at sun, the energy comes from sun. When I write, the writing itself is an energetic practice. When I breathe, it is an energy. when I watch, when I see, when I move, when I take bath, everything is spiritualized. When I sleep, my sleep is a meditation. Each and everything I do, I sit and I listen, it is a meditation. I speak, it is a meditation. My speaking and my listening are one. My sleeping and my waking is one. My serving and not serving is one. One homogeneous thing, where everything is aligned. Thinking, speaking, doing. Drishti, vritti, kriti. Everything is filling me with divine joy, with divine bliss, with divine happiness. I don't have to make efforts to drop that which is undivine. I am not struggling with lust. When you create a thought, I am a high vibrational being, how can I do anything which will create low vibrations? How can I be jealous? How can I be angry? How can I be lustful? How can I waste my time in cheap pleasures? Automatically, the consciousness is at a lofty level. When you taste something higher, how can you go down and taste that which is lower? So it is just working on your test. I have a better test. Shanti.
As a human, I live in a body made of flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me, I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on. But I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve.